אתם עם SBS בעברית.
We're talking today with Tammy Ben Shaul, a clinical psychologist, about the events in Bondi Beach last night. Hello Tammy, and thank you for talking with SBS Hebrew.
Hi, Deacon.
It was reported in the local media that among the participants in the event were Holocaust survivors. One of them was an 87 man who was shot to death while he was protecting his wife. And I wanted to ask you, how does an event like this affect the Holocaust survivors in the Jewish community?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very big part of the Jewish community that are Holocaust survivors, and what it often does is trigger past trauma. It gives the mind and the body a reminder of the message that life isn't safe, and that there isn't, things are triggered again. So old trauma can really come to the surface. It can really bring forth flashbacks, and it can bring back complete reactivation of post-trauma.
How an event like this affects the broader Jewish community that experiencing something like this for the first time in Australia, something that they haven't ever experienced before?
I mean, it can go in so many ways. I think what it does, it's bringing to the surface a lot of concerns around being foreigners, around anti-Semitism, around their place in the world. It activates a lot of anger and really makes people, you know, Jewish people at large, but Israelis more specifically, a sense that they need to kind of focus in on themselves, and just really check in with what feels safe and what feels more activating.
I see.
Literally of nervous systems and a sense of safety of their children and each other.
With this kind of event, it takes time until we realize what have happened and how does it affect us. What should we notice about ourselves, specifically people from the Jewish Israeli community? What should they notice about themselves to understand that they might be experiencing trauma?
I think inevitably it impacts everyone in different stages, including myself, of course, and you. I think that everybody should pay attention to how their breath is going, how their nervous system is feeling, how the body is really activated. So the mind can go faster, the thinking processes, they can either be very scattered or they can be really vague, can be quite difficult to regulate the sensations in the body. So there can be a tendency to move a lot faster or to be a bit more sluggish. I think it's the body feels different and the mind feels different, and the emotional scape is quite raw. Can include all sorts of feelings around confusion or rage. A lot of people are feeling like they haven't done enough, like they don't know what to do now. Those kind of feelings.
We're in an ongoing situation. We keep on getting details every moment. What is your advice for the people that feel impacted by the situation for this time, for this during this day or tomorrow? And what is your advice for them to do in the future, in the near future, after this event will be concluded?
I think that today and tomorrow, it's definitely really good advice to be gentle with yourself and know that every sort of emotional response or physical response that's unusual to you is really quite normal, that there isn't a right and a wrong way to feel about these things, and just to pay attention to what the intensity is. My biggest advice, and always is advice around these big traumatic events, is to stay away from media in an ongoing way. It's probably a really good idea to stay off social media and all those kind of channels, and maybe decide on what period of time to engage with the news. Because like you said, the news changes every minute, and there's a lot of recapping all the time. And it just kind of feeds the nervous system with the information that this ongoing event is really actually happening at the moment. The nervous system doesn't really distinguish whether it's traumatic mental kind of activity or if it's the actual trauma that happened. There's, of course, a difference between people who've been there, who are in Bondi, who are in Sydney, and who are, you know, in other cities, and everyone is activated. So to make sure that there are some grounding techniques, like really paying attention to the senses, to, you know, just ask yourself, what am I seeing? What am I smelling? What am I hearing now? What am I touching? And checking if that does something to the nervous system. If you do that, you know, for 5 minutes and the nervous system doesn't change, it's probably a good idea to reach out and turn to any sort of a emergency hotline, definitely all the lifelines and Beyond Blues and a variety of other groups that are cropping up. There's definitely psychologists that are ready and prepared to give attention to people, and trauma therapists that are around. And I think that there's a big community of people who are interested in doing some support work.
Thank you, Tammy. Just one last question, if possible. How would you suggest for people to support each other in the community to cope with this news?
Yeah, I'm a very big believer in down-regulating the thought processes. So often people are really activated to go into an intellectualizing or a politicizing, finding language of blame, and you know, and I think that it's a really good idea that if your friends or your family are engaging in that sort of language, and you're finding that the whole nervous system is actually becoming more and more and more activated, that boundaries are set and requests to stop talking about it in this way. Everybody needs to understand that the emotions of sadness and grief and fear are really, really, really underlying those kind of blame and anger responses. Many people are trying to find a sense of control, like saying, I knew this was going to happen, or this was predictable, or they should have never done this law or done this or that. And it's quite a really supportive thing to do with friends, to just sort of say, like, hey, can I give you a hug? Can I hold your hand? Can we go for a little walk? Can I help you ground in kind of giving that guided grounding technique of, let's just look at something together. What color is this? What is the shape of that? And, you know, even just today working with different people, I found that the frequency changes quite quickly. And if it doesn't, then immediately get professional help. Definitely contact psychologists, contact people on all the helplines.
Tammy, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Deke.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.